Chapter 4 A Chili Stew Reception. Applejack looked at her siblings sternly. She wasn't about to let this sort of behavior slide.
Well, tell me why y'all were so late to supper.
She walked around them like a Royal Guard drill sergeant. Big Mac shrugged. Apple Bloom looked down at the ground in shame.
I was worried sick about y'all. Sorry, Applejack. It's all my fault. After the contest, I asked Big Mac to help fix some broken floorboards in the Cutie Mark Crusaders clubhouse.
Big Mac nodded.
Yep.
Applejack raised an eyebrow.
And that took all evening? Well, no. After that, the Cutie Mark Crusaders were supposed to have an alicorn tea party. We all wear wings and horns and drink tea and pretend we are the four princesses of Equestria.
Apple Bloom said excitedly.
I was being Princess Luna, see?
She pointed her hoof at her fake horn and wings, fashioned out of dark blue construction paper. They were lopsided and strapped on with some twine.
And we needed some pony to be Princess Cadence, and Big Mac was there, so we asked him if he would, and he said,
Yep.
Big Mac shrugged with a sheepish smile and turned to show Applejack his pink paper wings. Applejack gave them another stern look.
I'm glad you two had fun, but was it really fair to make Granny wait to eat dinner?
She gestured to Granny, who looked completely content.
Really? I'm fine, Sugar Cube,
Granny said. But Applejack didn't even hear her. It was hard to stop the Applejack train once it left the station. Apple Bloom whimpered.
But Applejack, I didn't mean to.
Say you're sorry, Apple Bloom,
Applejack insisted. Big Mac and Granny Smith exchanged a concerned look. Sometimes Applejack got too carried away with her family rules. Apple Bloom raised her eyebrows and forced the words out, trying to lay it on thick.
I'm real sorry, Granny.
Good, now let's eat.
Applejack looked satisfied.
I have something exciting to tell all of you.
The ponies took their seats as Granny reheated the stew. Was it Applejack's imagination, or did her family all seem annoyed with her? Maybe the spicy carrot concoction was just what they all needed to warm up the chilliness in the room.
Oh, well, Applejack thought. Some pony has to be the disciplinarian around here.
If she didn't hold this family together, it would fall apart faster than a jalopy with a missing axle. Applejack took a large gulp of stew.
So, do y'all want to hear my news or not?
After dinner, Applejack decided it was still a bit too early to hit the hay. But which task from her long to-do list to complete? She had just settled on going to the barn to prep the wagons for tomorrow's work in the orchard when Granny pulled her aside. Applejack fidgeted.
What is it? I'm mighty busy right now.
She'd had enough of dilly-dallying. It was time to get her hooves dirty, at least a little bit before she called it a night. She pictured the Best of Equestria blue ribbon emblem that would be stamped on all their apple crates after they won the award. It was going to look five ways from fancy.
Just follow me, dear.
Granny started up the creaky wooden stairs toward the farmhouse attic.
I got something I have a mind to show you.
Applejack hated the attic. It gave her the heebie-jeebies, the hootie-jooties, and even the humble-jumbles.
I'll just wait down here, thanks.
Whatever suits you,
Granny chuckled and slowly climbed the rest of the stairs. She lifted the creaky attic door. Her head disappeared into the dark void, but her hooves remained on the top step. It reminded Applejack of the campfire story Rainbow Dash had told on their camping trip about the headless horse.
Nope, and no thank you, ma'am.
Applejack shuddered.
Nothing to be afraid of up here but a whole lot of apple crates and cobwebs.
Granny Smith's voice was muffled.
Now where did I put that hole?
She threw an old moth-eaten blanket down the stairs, and it landed on Applejack's head. She swiped it away, and several broken fiddles tumbled down.
"Fiddle faddle," said Granny in frustration. "I just know it's up here somewhere."
An old pony doll tumbled out and landed on one of the fiddles. It gave a weak twang.
"Do you need help?"
Applejack asked. She craned to see what Granny was moving around up there, but it was too dark.
"Was it a toy pony like the one I'm holding?"
Applejack picked up the old pony doll, and a wave of nostalgia washed over her. The cow pony wore a hat like hers, except his was bright green. His coat was red, and his mane was dark brown. He had a lasso cutie mark. It was her toy from when she was just a little filly. She'd named him Yeehaw. Back then, she'd carried him everywhere with her, playing on the farm and pretending to be two real cow ponies. Yeehaw looked a little worse for the wear now. "I wonder," thought Applejack. She lifted up his back left cow pony boot. Sure enough, the inscription was still there. A.J. Applejack set the doll down on the ground. What was she doing wasting time thinking about the past when she had so much work to do in the here and now? Applejack gathered up the fiddles and stacked them neatly in the corner. They'd actually be useful in the next hoedown, which was scheduled for that very weekend. That is, if they won the Best in Equestria award. Otherwise, Applejack doubted she'd be in the mood to party.
"Granny, I'd love to stay here all night, but I have to get to work," Applejack said, throwing Yeehaw onto her back.
"Got it. Just help me down,"
Granny Smith exclaimed, reaching out a shaky hoof. When her head popped back out, there was a withered brown book in her mouth.
"I thought you might get some good use out of this old thing."
Granny wiped the dust away from the cover. The chocolate-colored leather looked like it had seen better days. There were a few apple cider stains on the back, and the pages inside were yellowed at the edges. But it was sturdy, bulky, and not unlike the journal she shared with her friends. It was actually pretty neat.
"What's this?"
Applejack had never seen it before.
"It was your mother's when she was your age," Granny explained. "For a while, the little sugar cube used to carry it around the orchard, drawing pictures of everything in sight, until she found something else to fascinate her. I think after that, she was interested in bird watching."
It was her mother's. Applejack's heart began to beat faster as she lifted the cover. Sure enough, the first dozen pages were filled with doodles and drawings. There were sketches of everything from apple trees to old rickety fences and a farm dog that looked a lot like Winona. Applejack turned the page. There was a drawing of a much younger-looking Granny Smith. Applejack recognized her from all the old family pictures. It was like opening a little family time capsule.
"But I'm not much of an artist," Applejack thought back to art class at the Ponyville schoolhouse.
The teacher, Pastel Palette, had told Applejack that the painting she'd done of her favorite tree, Bloomberg, was amazing. Applejack could tell when ponies were being honest. Pastel Palette was definitely overcompensating for something. The painting was awful. It was no big deal, though. Applejack knew she had plenty of other talents.
"I know, dear. I thought you could write in there," Granny smiled. "Writing is good for getting thoughts out of the old apple cart before they weigh you down too much."
She pointed her hoof to her head.
"Trust me, you don't want all that rattling around up there."
"Thanks, Granny Smith." It was a nice gesture, but Applejack didn't really have time to be sitting around writing in a book when she had a whole farm to run, no matter how good writing in it might make her feel. Still, she liked her mother's drawings. They might be fun to look at now and then. Applejack gave Granny a hug and headed up to her room to put the treasures away.
She tucked the book and Yeehaw safely under her bed. It was best to keep special things like them out of harm's way. Also, best to keep them in a place where they couldn't distract her for now. There was no time to get lost in daydreams about fillyhood or her mom's drawings. She had a lot to do, and the first thing on the list was tucking in her little sister. The second was victory for Sweet Apple Acres.